Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CARGURUS.com. CarGurus.com.
Firstly, there's no links. There's no links between Rashford and Arsenal. Yeah, only Lippi.
Do you know who I am?
Lippi over here.
He said, "Do you know who I am?"
He's the Black David Ornstein, fam. Are you mad?
I almost got Modric. Almost.
Yeah, golly. Yeah.
Once. What's going on there?
Wait a minute. Let's get this started.
What's it? I just clocked. I thought Dan was...
No, we got a new teacher, Mr. Squidworth.
Oh, you're one of them students.
Look at your hands, man.
You're a Jairus Rastafari teacher, innit?
I'm going to teach you something. You're going to feel like me in the left back episode. You watch.
Hey, listen, lads. Give him a chance. Come on.
Oh, you're that guy.
I'm skipper, yeah?
Prefect. Welcome to Filthy.
Huh?
Obviously.
What?
I thought it was already.
No, we weren't.
No, I'm just saying. I thought.
No, it is. It's all right. I see what he's doing today.
No, I'm not. Wait, come on.
Okay.
Let's give him a chance.
Debut.
All right, then. Got a bunch of white lads with me. Gonna introduce them. Yeah. Starting from my right, we've got Italy's finest.
You gotta do that again, man. You gotta do that again.
No, what are you on?
Listen, he controlled the steering, man. He controlled the steering, it's cool.
Yeah. No, it was. No, because I was going to say Italian, and that weren't going
to
make sense.
Remember Joe had the bald head, and he used to stutter.
Come on, boys. Remember, Spotify people are listening. Let us know who's in the building.
Italy, introduce yourself.
Introduce yourself.
Me?
Yeah. No, don't do that.
Spotify, right now, bro.
Yeah, man. Miles, a.k.a. Wiles, a.k.a. the best looking guy on YouTube. Also, you don't know Ball Challenge.
Oh, what? In the intro? What?
Off the jump. Yeah. Be ready. You got to be ready.
Go on. But it's coming. I'll do it when you don't finish your challenge.
Oh. 1 second. You're not doing it now.
Dave, I have a question.
So why would you say that?
Because I want to.
You didn't have a question, did you?
There's no teacher here.
This is fourth set, you know.
I don't know why you're here then.
Yeah. Thank you.
Next up, we've got West Ham's favourite madman.
Come on. Steve of the Madman, Man with the Gap,
King of Snap.
Every time you say that, I just think of me. Like, I made you do that.
Oh, what? You said Man with the Gap. You ain't even got a gap.
I had one. I got braces.
Yeah, because your face is too thin for a gap.
33% of his face is gap.
That's not a gap. It's not a gap, is it? That's a hole.
That's a hole.
It's not a gap, it's a hole.
All right. We've got Diego. Spain. Spain's finest.
I see what he's done there. You might not get that. Yeah, that's it. I'm not saying anymore. I'm not even helping you. Just leave me alone.
Yeah, and at the top though,
you was Julio out there.
Hey, special occasion, boys.
Oh my God, I forgot.
What?
Is player manager?
We got a birthday boy in the
building. Manager.
Can we get a round of applause for the birthday boy, please?
Birthday power, man.
Broski. Brother.
What is this, man? What are we doing here?
Stevo,
what are you doing? What's going on?
Stevo,
what have you done?
Why are you holding your head? Why are you holding your head?
Where are you going, man?
What's going on?
Oh, is that it?
You did all that for
the
that?
Come on, my brother, man.
What are you doing?
I know, but my G, this is from behind's already crazy, man.
This is a bad start, man.
Terrible start, yeah. GPP, Google Pixel poll. Happy birthday to me and to Patrick Cliver and Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Terrible people.
Hold on, is that the three?
That's the three.
That's the midfield three.
That's your birthday, buddy.
That's my birthday. And Princess Diana.
Okay.
Jesus.
You should have led with that. You should have led with that. Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, then. Next up, we've got Germany's very own Rüdiger. Huh? Rüdiger.
Rüdiger.
I don't know what to say. Oh, you look more like Rüdiger than me, actually.
I do.
You do. Look like... But I just don't worry. Don't
oh
worry.
Oh, my God. Who does he look like?
He looks like Chalobah. He looks like Chalobah.
Who?
No, he don't.
Jordy.
What if Chalobah put on a bit of timber?
Mm.
What's timber?
He's like, who's my... No, he looks like Jeremy. Remember Jeremy?
Had a stint at Chelsea.
Right back, right wing.
No. Had a stint at Chelsea.
Chelsea, Real Madrid.
Can I just say my intro, though?
Yeah, go on.
Go on. Jordy, not Jordy.
Can I do it for you? Introducing him. Timothy Bradley. That is him.
I was a champion, though. Jordy, not Jordan. Raring to go. All right, well, not representing the nation today. But Northwest finest.
Yep.
If Northwest had a flag, obviously his face would be on it.
Mm-hmm. Would obviously lick shot, getting closer to the Rashford deal, as you can see. Got a couple of the representatives. They're trying to not make it happen, but these men are weak.
Can I get serious a bit though? Like, do you actually think that's gonna happen?
Yeah.
And how much would he cost?
He's chatting nonsense, man. 60, 65.
80 and Martinelli.
To Arsenal.
80
double
and
that.
Martinelli.
Double.
Oh, come on.
Arsenal. What? We 60 and Martinelli. Arsenal. And we still don't have a deal.
Also, you
so I can't.
You give us 60 with Martinelli.
Yeah.
Nah.
I think that's right.
I don't know. Remember when Rashford wasn't better than Martinelli about 12 months ago?
Listen, I've lied. I've told a lot of lies. But I've always rated Rashford. I'm consistent with that.
You see, the intros, my lord.
Sorry, yeah.
If it was intros to the family, like, we wouldn't even get... By the time you finished, it's time to go.
Yeah, black intros. Black intros take long, man.
Black intros.
Let's wrap this up, boys. Last but definitely not least, one of my favourite Stretford Enders, Stretford Paddock's very own, Adam McCullough in the building.
Yes, brother. Thank you for having me, man. Always a pleasure.
Ooh.
I'm an honorary filthy fella, man.
I like that one. I might take that.
What?
That intro, I love it.
No, that was terrible, man.
You didn't like that?
No. Why? I'm supposed to intro myself. You just intro me, bro.
That was terrible.
Yeah, I'll be honest. You did his intro.
No, but this is special. This is Adam McCullough here. This is a guest, man. Like, come on, man. He's not a guest. He's been enough times.
I was on this before. A lot of you.
Exactly.
Oi, boys. Oh, my God.
What?
Go on.
This is the first BAME panel that we've had.
You gotta dead that phrase, man. That phrase has gotta end.
What's BAME?
I was gonna say first black panel, but then you was there.
BAME? Now, he wasn't here last week.
So that was the first black panel you had for a long, long time.
Long time, man.
This is a black
even
show.
During BLM, we didn't even try to think it.
Oh, apart from. Hey.
No, we need them. We need them.
Hey, Darius.
It's inclusive. It's an inclusive show, man. It takes all types to make the world go around, boys.
100%. I'm playing. Come on.
To be honest with you, what would England do without black people? They wouldn't have an equaliser.
Well, I'm glad you said it.
It took a white person to make that black person.
What?
What are we doing?
What do you mean?
We're doing it.
Okay. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No. I'm with you.
You know what that's called? It's called a ripple effect.
It's called unity.
Multiculturalism.
Boys, we're here to talk about England. We're here to recap the game. We went through last night. Wasn't good.
Wasn't pretty.
But we went through.
The man saying we with a German badge on his chest, man. It's nuts, you know.
There's not a more inappropriate top right now.
This is the Euros. This is celebrating all nations. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But obviously, I support England. We want to know your thoughts on the game, boys.
You know what it is? You can pave over it. What's the paper over it?
Paper over the cracks.
And pave.
We've been doing that for 360 minutes now, yeah? Let's be honest. It's been a horrible performance.
Okay, whoa.
No. For 360 minutes, it's been poor.
390.
Or 390 minutes. It has been poor.
It's good maths.
But there's little moments, and obviously Shawn Michaels is back. Again.
Shawn Michaels gave you Switch and music
yesterday.
Shawn
Michaels showed you up. He did.
He gave you Switch and music.
I can't, bro, don't you get it? In this whole story, I'm Vince McMahon. Old Vince. This Vince is moving crazy, but I'm talking Vince from 1996. He's been moving crazy from there, though. I've called this. The one thing Shawn Michaels is gutsy.
Are you mad at him?
I can't be mad. I'm not mad at no one.
So what is your gripe now?
Dan, he scored and said, who's else? What is your gripe?
He said, "Who else?"
I said, "Who else?
Who else but me?"
Like, what? And you think, really? That's what it means. Not who else wants to talk. Who else wants to say something?
No, he said, "Who else would score this?"
I think he said, "I'm him." No, did he say, "Who else? I'm him"?
I think he's heard all the chatter. He's heard everybody talking about his performances. He got the goal done. He got it done. And he's saying, "Who else but me?"
I was taking the tone of it that it was, like, who else got chat for me? Like, who else wants to talk? Who else?
Talking about the press conference was wild though, you know, for him to come out and start attacking the fans when they've been
good. England are through, yeah?
Yeah.
But let's be honest, they had no right to go through and they were 90 seconds from going out.
Nah, do you know why you kind of can't say that, yeah? Because if it was the other way around, yeah? Say England had been on top for most of the game and then quickly Slovakia just nicked it. We'll still be on them, innit? Yeah, so it's you kind of have to rate them for playing.
Marks, I can't lie to you. The moment Lippi starts rambling on, he's Mbappe with it. He must be knackered.
Hey boy, you know me, I'm tired. Second episode.
Bro, what are you going to do this time then?
Well, we've got a workaround. Do you know about Holy?
No, talk to me.
Listen, this is the first real alternative to unhealthy energy drinks. This one's serious. Holy is serious. They're serious about hydration.
Come on.
They're serious about flavor with iced tea.
Okay.
But they're also serious about energy. And I'm not going to lie to you, a couple flavors that caught my eye, boys. Strawberry Shark, Cactus Camel, and Raspberry Raptor.
Look, it helps.
Oh, wow.
Energy juice, you just mix it with water and you just do your thing. A lot of these things are unhealthy, but this is different. This is different. I heard from a good source that this is different and the taste is king.
Oh. Yeah, you need that, big man. I can't lie. You second episode, big, half an hour. Owen Hargreaves with it.
That is serious stuff. So like I said, there's no sugars. There's no artificial colors.
Come on.
It's definitely a healthy alternative to every single energy drink that's out there. Holy.
No wonder they called it Holy, keeping it very biblical.
This is the way forward, man.
All right, Marks, this was crazy. This is the starter set. So people, if you want to get involved in the starter set and be able to have a second episode of whatever you're doing in life and not be like Margs, I'm recommending that you hit the link in the description below. Now, are you going to save money? Of course you're going to save money. I'm from the same place as you, my brother. We all got to save money.
With your first order, use the code FELLAS5. You're going to get £5 off. You need to spend a minimum of $14.99. Okay.
Now, if you're going to do more than that, because obviously that's the order that someone like Miles would do. Now, if you want to do an order something like Margs would do, big money over here, people, please just put Fellas. You save 10%. So think about that. You spend £30, 10% of that, decent.
And honestly, this is the only healthy alternative to energy drinks out there. This is serious stuff.
Everything else is hurting your soul, fam. This right there is helping your soul. Holy.
Big up Holy. Great taste with a clear conscience.
He put on Ivan Toney with 3 minutes to go. Like, he just got lucky.
Everyone's looking into the fact that it's Slovakia too much, innit? I think they play decent football, innit?
They
beat a good team by playing badly. And there's
That's the problem, though. The problem is the consistency of bad performances.
Yeah.
If it was three good performances, then that Slovakia performance we saw yesterday, we all go, fair enough. When it's been three questionable performances, then a fourth one, you're just like, when is it going to get better?
Boys, what does our Scotsman think about this?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm Italian today. I think they got lucky, man. They got lucky.
You need a bit of luck to win tournaments.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you do, but at the same time, like, we should just be more dominant and winning games outright than in extra time against Slovakia or Slovenia, whoever it was.
You don't have to be amazing to win tournaments.
Well, Brazil were amazing in 2002. France were amazing in 98.
Spain
were amazing in 2008, 2010, 2012.
You don't even remember.
What?
If in 1998 France were good from the start. Let's be real.
They beat Saudi Arabia before. Are you nuts? And Thierry Henry was playing left wing. Are you stupid?
All right, there.
He might remember.
Calm down.
Hold me back. Are you nuts?
He took the glasses off, you know? He can't even see you right now.
Guys, are we doing glass half empty or glass half full?
Half full, man. What are you talking about? Are you English? Why are you asking that question? You're English.
No, but we need to.
Of course it's half full, bruv. What are you talking about?
Really and truly, Southgate's the problem, man.
Yes.
And everyone's going, look at the tactics. Carl Walker was always out of shape. You had this, John Stones was playing like a hot mess.
Yeah.
You had whenever someone's on the bench, everyone goes, this guy's the solution to the problem. The problem is the manager. No matter who starts, you're going to go, whoever's on the bench can change it.
I just want to get a quick consensus. We'll go around just quickly and we'll start. Half empty, half full.
Three quarters.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
what?
Man.
Next.
Move on.
Steve-O, half empty, half full.
Half full, mate. Three lines on the shirt.
Dan?
After yesterday, half full, because I think it is half empty, but I think you got to be positive now.
Paul?
Half empty, but the cup is literally falling off the table.
The cup's smashed.
Jordy?
It's half full.
Thank you.
Like that. Lippy?
Half empty.
It's half empty, man.
Do you know, Mark, do you know what I say it's half empty as well? Am I right in saying that for the next game, there's no Trippier and there's no Mark Gay?
What, for the next game?
So if there's no Mark Gay and no Trippier for the next game, yeah, I thought England defensively were kind of decent. They're conceding a little, you know, small amount of goals. Now you take out half of their defence.
He's right.
Now what have we got to rely on?
Paul, I agree with you there, but you know when you say the defence played well, goals-wise, they conceded, yes. But look how many chances, every time Slovakia attacked,
they look like
especially down their left, England's right, they look like exposing them every single time.
No, but sometimes the defenders coming in can be better.
So who's going to be better? Because there are defenders there. Is Shaw? Shaw's going to be better than Trippier?
Shaw's not fit, man.
This ain't like the first choice back line anyway. You get what I'm trying to say? Because if Maguire got fit, he probably would have been starting. So it's already makeshift. Konsa coming in might not be too different to Gay being there.
I agree.
Walker can go left. Trent can go back to the right. Gomez can play there.
If this guy gets to the final with no established left back,
he's not getting there.
No, it's not about that, because there's already, he's wearing a bikini. I saw a bikini today. It's ugly bikini.
Who? Southgate?
His bikini's got arms.
Southgate? His bikini's got arms.
His bikini's got arms.
He's got sleeves and that. Bro, apparently, he has won more knockout matches than everyone else combined.
Yeah.
For like the last 40 years. This bikini stinks.
He's been in more bloody competitions.
We've had bad opponents.
Southgate, yes, he's half the problem. But
nah, he's the whole problem.
He's the whole problem, bro.
Nah, he's the full problem, bro.
Bro, we're watching teams like Georgia play football, bro. Why can't England play football?
How about this then? When Jude, and we all see it, he's standing in that hole and they're not splitting the line, getting it to him. But for their club, I would see Declan do that. I would see.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
Bruv, Declan, let me tell you. Declan finds Odegaard in that hole.
In that what?
In the pocket.
If I want to say, and I want to talk football talk, and I want to say that Rice splits
the hole.
Gosh. And you lot, and your minds go crazy. That's on you lot.
At West Ham, he was perfect for England because he played the six. That's where West Ham needed him. That's where he had to play. West Ham were always deep. At Arsenal, he's become an eight.
Yeah.
And he's now England have to play him as an eight.
He's better than an eight. He's not ready in the six.
I said the truth. All these men are system players, bro. Mm. Every single one of them.
Cole Palmer's not a system player, you know.
Maybe system player is the wrong word, but it's like, you see how you said...
No, you're right, Lippy. Don't listen to this.
Particular roles.
See how you said Declan will do it for Arsenal. It's because like they practice that every week. Yes. You understand? They go to England now, and it's like Southgate, the coach, I don't know who, just expects them to do what they do.
It's Hasselbank, you know? It's Hasselbank.
This is what I want to talk about. Does Gareth Southgate actually know what he's got in his hands? Because
no,
the England boys, yeah, some of them have got amazing PR.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah?
Who?
Some of the England players.
But it's for a good reason. Most of them are very good players. Bro.
Is Gareth Southgate buying into the PR, though?
Name names, Marks.
Bellingham.
What?
No way.
What?
No.
Well, the geezer that done the overhead kick in the 91st minute.
No. 95th. Hey, Steve-O, there's 30 seconds to go.
No one needed that goal more than Bellingham after the tournament
he
had.
He didn't need that. He did need it.
I hear you.
He's already scored a winner.
Opening game. For him to be celebrating like this, yeah, it means that things are affecting him.
But what are we going to do? Just pretend that he had like a blister in 95 minutes before that?
One 95 minutes out of how many?
Only two players have scored for England, you know? Only two players have scored for England. Let's not forget that.
Who?
Bellingham and Harry Kane.
In the groups, England scored the same goals as Scotland.
Bro, the worst thing is, I'll tell you the story, yeah? I've left in the 93rd minute from my yard. I thought, this is done. I'm going to studio, yeah? Driving to the studio. My bird calls me. And I just, she said, England scored. I'm like, who is it? No lie, I knew what name she was going to say. I heard these words. I almost crashed my car. Bellingham, overhead kick. It's like he writes these stories himself.
He said that.
He said that. They asked him, who writes your scripts for you? He said, I do.
Aye, listen, he's watching too much Filthy Fellas. Do you see what I'm saying? Because even look at the one-liners, he's just moving sick.
He at least tries to break the mold. You can see in matches like yesterday, when it gets to them times, like he's the one that tries a thing.
Clutch, he's Sergio
like,
Ramos in midfield.
His man and cross it, like he was the only one. He had Kane dropping deep, trying to spray.
And arguably, Lippy, the whole England team haven't been great.
Oh, that guy's an
idiot. So what standards are we holding him to? The whole England team haven't been great. He scored a winner and he scored an equaliser in the 96th minute, a bicycle kick. So for his own standards, he's delivering.
Yeah, but this is how I do that, the Ronaldo-Messi thing. Like, Ronaldo will stink up a game and get the winner, yeah? Cool. But he's done that consistently for 10 years. So I know what he is now. Whereas Messi is going to mash up your team all 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's just two different
is
monsters.
Messi the bar?
Some people appreciate, huh?
Messi's the bar?
No, I'm saying there's two different types of players.
Okay, got you.
Ronaldo, we know he's going to stink up the place and maybe affect other players doing so, but he's going to get his goal.
But then Dan, again, look at that system. Even like, I'm not a football coach at the top level, but bro, I'm looking at lines so big, yeah, that in order for the midfield to get into the attack, it's taking about 10 minutes.
Oh, the gaps,
and then on top,
the gaps
are too big.
The gaps
and
too
the
big.
Pace that they play at, Dan, is so
Don't they remind
slow.
You of United? Don't they remind you of United?
Nah,
we ended with a trophy, remember that?
Bro, England do it to themselves. Like they make, it's like they force teams to sit deep so that they've got all the comfortable possession in the opposition's half. And then as soon as the possession turns over, they don't press high like an old school Klopp team or a Barca. They just retreat. That's why every Slovakia attack looked mad dangerous.
But you know what? It's Harry Kane's fault as well, bro. How can you have Harry Kane dropping into the 10, Phil Foden coming from the left to the 10, Jude Bellingham pushing.
How is that Harry Kane's fault? That has to be Southgate's fault.
Stay up front, bro.
Southgate's fault.
No, Harry,
how many
stay
times
up front.
Did but Trent get the ball and then he's Steve-o. Not in the box?
I hear you what you're saying, but there's certain things that I look at just don't make sense to my eye. For example, Saka. Saka at Arsenal has he has the right back overlapping and he has Odegaard coming to assist him. For England, he's by himself. They're giving him diagonal balls and saying, figure it out. But I've watched two full seasons where he has two bits of help, especially when the other opposition team is basically on top of their goalkeeper. They're not helping Saka. That doesn't make no sense to me. Jude Bellingham, he usually has a good Toni Kroos, Modric, or someone behind him to assist him to do stuff. Today he has Declan Rice and whoever Southgate chooses beside, he wakes up and goes, Maino today, Trent today.
But what I wanted to say to you is the Harry Kane thing, right? We know you can come deep and you can do majestic
can
things,
what?
Right?
Mm?
Grow up, boys. Grow up, boys. Please.
You can drop
deep. I know you can drop deep.
You can come deep.
You can come. Yeah.
And you can do magical things. But listen, but Harry...
You know what? I don't want you to do. I don't need to come deep and do magical things. All right,
listen. Let me land. But Harry, yeah. For this team, we just need you there.
Because he's always played like that. So what about them putting runners beside him? They're at home, bro. All the runners are in England.
Well, Gordon's there.
No, but hear this. Even if there is runners, yeah.
He fell off a
after
back.
The second transition, after the runners get it. There has to be someone there.
No, but the runners are kind of supposed to go like how Mane and Salah would do it. Like they would play either side of Firmino, but they go
inside
towards
forward,
goal.
Diagonal.
Like,
nah, but it's English football, bro. Like English in ever since I've been alive, yeah. The best English player doing long balls, smashing it over there, running. Football's not even about that anymore. It's too tactical.
Also, sorry to cut you. A massive shout out to Anthony Gordon because you're trying and I see you.
Trying what? He's on a bench, man.
Camaraderie, bro.
He's
getting smashed and crashing on electric bikes.
That must have been hilarious.
A glue guy. That must have been hilarious. I think the team needed that. I think that's why we got through.
Can I finish my Harry Kane point, please?
Go on, Steve. Finish it.
Go on.
All it was is like Harry Kane, the person that's dropping into the 10, you're saying get people beside him. We don't need to do that now. We've got our 10. We've got our majestic man in the middle of the park.
He's a 9.5.
He looks like he's not 100%.
We didn't have a Jude Bellingham before. We got a Jude Bellingham.
It looks like there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, you know what's wrong with him? He went Bayern Munich, thought he's going to have a tap-in of a trophy. Now he's thinking, am I the loser?
He batted it up.
No, he batted it up, though. No, don't do that.
Maybe it's a curse. Because, bro, there are curses. And who's the... But we always talk about Pogba and a curse or someone else in a curse.
No, Pogba was actually cursed.
It can't be hyenas.
Is Harry Kane cursed? Has someone put a curse? Has someone put a hex on him?
No, he's an idiot. I'm telling you.
No, what, 200 and something goes cursed?
I've watched Harry Kane play against Arsenal a couple times live, yeah? I've seen him play for England a couple times. I think I've even said it here, bro. He's one of the strongest footballers I've ever seen, bro. The way he holds a man off, there's no one can do anything, bro. When he's in stride, anything. But he gets to periods of the game where he just stops doing that. Where he just starts drifting into pockets to spray it to a man.
Because he does both.
He doesn't look himself.
That's like Drogba for Chelsea, just sitting
but
in
the... But Drogba scored 15 goals. He's... Best season probably, bro. He's not Harry Kane.
No, but hey, but do you know what Drogba is? Drogba is more like Bellingham. When you need a moment, he's gonna give you the moment. But I think Harry Kane's just cursed on a Harry Potter.
All right, boys, as well, because Poet brought up a name earlier, intrigued about how you feel about this, Saka. So you tried to kill Ian Wright because he suggested that.
Not me.
Well, I'm just saying.
The man cancelled him, innit?
You tried to cancel Ian Wright because he suggested Saka should go left back.
Now, if you're Gareth Southgate, your job isn't to protect the PR and the value of these players. Your job is to get 3 points wherever possible. Facts. Yeah. So, having said that, they are so scared about just dropping Saka for 30 minutes, 60 minutes that they're saying, "Let's play him left back." You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the youth just doesn't need to play for this 30 minutes.
If Trippier's injured, do you start him left back?
I'm bringing Shaw, a left back.
He hasn't played any minutes. He can't start. He can't start in the quarter final.
If Shaw goes, he's gonna get.
If Shaw gets injured, they need to cancel his contract, bro.
He is training with these every day. They'll know if he's up to pace. He's on the bench.
You can't start your first game in the quarter.
Of course you can. Who are you playing then? Saka?
No.
Saka, yes.
All right, Steve-O, do you know why it makes all sense to me?
Go on.
We started the tournament, yeah, and they're calling him England's best player. They were showing his records. Maino said it. They were showing his record of how many goals and assists that he's got. So you mean to tell me a person on the front three that is your most attacking threat?
Please let me come in after, please.
You got to watch how you're speaking though about this. Don't come after me.
I'm not coming after you.
Wait.
No.
Whoa. Saka left back, yeah? He wasn't even getting tested. They're saying he's playing well. No one even ran at him. No one done anything. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened at all.
They always say he's playing well, even if he's not gone.
That's why I asked for it.
Everyone's excited. But listen, brother, in this modern day game where players play more than one position.
Yep.
Why can't we have a player, which there has been, Zanetti over the years, he played left back, right back, defensive midfielder, wing.
He did.
Equally as any position.
Philip Lahm.
Come on,
don't forget them players.
Them.
Ashley Young, bro.
Right? Who?
Ashley Young.
Yeah. Why can't Saka?
What about Fabian Delph?
You know the sickest thing is everyone you're saying, you're talking about man that moved around in their latter years, bro, and defensive. And
Let me land.
Go on then.
Come on, man.
No, all I was trying to say is someone like Zanetti, for example.
Right back,
left back, defensive line, midfield. Fullback. Like they kind of went places to kind of do...
To accommodate other people.
Yes, literally. Like... You could do that.
Saka's Antonio Valencia, man.
Shut up, man.
You just need to realise it, man. Saka is Antonio Valencia. Antonio Valencia probably better, actually, by the way. Saka's Antonio Valencia, man.
Valencia was quality for us.
Martial's better than Hoyland. What are we doing here? But that's another conversation for another time.
Stop it. Valencia was quality for us, though. He was quality for us.
Thank you.
Go on, Steve-O. Land, Steve-O.
I like the way you talk,
Steve-O, basically, why can't Saka be that modern day player? Because I remember when he first came into the Arsenal team, he was unbelievable. He's going to give you eights and sevens no matter where he plays. And then occasionally he'll give you that 9-10 or whatever when he scores a goal, assists, whatever.
So are you saying playing left back?
I'm saying play him wherever the team needs him and you go and do that.
That might be on the bench, bro. People don't want
to
say it.
What do you mean might be on the bench? Do you know what? To be honest with you, it might be on the bench.
Can I?
Hear me out. Because of the system. The system doesn't favour Saka.
I don't think Saka's been bad. I don't think Saka's been bad at all. But do you know what we need to do? Like, when something's not working and someone's had no success, stop waiting for that little bit of magic in the last 90 seconds. Just change it. You don't need to wait till 85 minutes to make a change. Make it at 60.
Has he done enough to warrant starting against Switzerland on the right-hand side?
Who?
Saka.
Yes.
I want them to start Palmer. So you see the truth. Because when after 7 minutes, the U ain't done all, bro. Let me land.
Go on.
Quickly. The U come on yesterday, quickly. Yeah? He wasn't on nothing. He weren't on nothing. He got the ball, wanted to go byline. He got, tried to go backwards and cross it every single time.
I hear you.
And your fresh legs.
But I think but remember, it's a different scenario. You're coming in 1-0, 20 minutes to go. You've been.
This is your time to shame, though. This is your time to shame. Talking about a scenario.
It's attack v defense now. This is all you.
No, but I'm saying, you know, like you rush certain things that like you need it now, and 10 minutes feels like 1 minute.
I'm just saying, he ain't got no goal involvements at all. No goals, no assists. Saka.
He did. He crossed one. He crossed one.
The first goal England scored.
So if he doesn't
score, well, he's got one. But what I'm trying to say is,
he's got one.
Starting Cole Palmer and getting a different look. That's not totally crazy.
So why do we start Cole Palmer then? Why do we start? Why do we drop Phil Foden? Why do we drop Bellingham? One of them.
I'm not saying it's crazy. I'm screaming England are bad. Like with these changes, nothing. Maybe Cole Palmer might look better than Saka in moments, but it's not gonna help the team, bro.
They're out next round, isn't it?
100%.
No, if they get through, it's because man for man, they're better than Switzerland.
Are they though?
Like I said last week, the second England player team that can beat them, they will lose.
Don't you think they're going into this game as underdogs?
Let me ask you something.
What?
England? Nah.
What? Jude Bellingham is doing bloody Skims campaigns. Under who? What are you talking about?
I don't know what's killing me about the adverts though. Bare adverts have got Rashford in them. And Grealish is killing me.
And Grealish.
1 second. You don't have to know that England are going to this game as underdogs.
There's no way England are
England
going
are
as
not underdogs.
Underdogs
to underdogs. Switzerland, bro. With the way England's played from the first game, if they lost, would it be upset?
People say like that you're not owed a win because of your badge, yeah? And sometimes England play like the game owes them something.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah?
Play but every game like that.
Every now and then, you do, even Chelsea have done it all season. Dead. And then they'll just turn up one day. 4-0. Bam. And you don't know what day that's going to be, but England are due one of those.
All right, so let me be clear. What do you feel if he thinks going to happen next round?
I think England lose 2-1.
Oh, wow.
Okay, cool. England?
I think England lose. I just think you can't get to grips with that midfield. Unless you change out that midfield, you got no chance. Xhaka, when he puts on that shirt, that international shirt, it's not a joke.
Not a joke to him.
Yeah. Steve-O, do they advance?
Yeah.
Miles?
If they do, they win on penalties.
I can see that.
I hear that.
I can see it. What are you thinking, Paul?
They got Akanji and Shaw in the back, innit?
Akanji's been class.
England, 100% to lose.
Yeah.
Hey, Jordy, England, they're going through?
England going through, man. Three lines on the shirt.
That's a German eagle, that.
What are you telling me, Lippy?
Like I said, man, England 2-1. It's not going to be pretty.
My table hits England.
I think, there's going to be moments. I think there's a couple players, Jude, Saka, even Foden, they're going to play with a little bit more this time.
Does it matter, is what I'm saying.
What?
So like, even if they turn up and they get me, they went to sleep 8 p.m., they had blueberries and whatever it is to make their immune system on 10.
CMOS.
If the system mashes up the team, which it has been, and they're not seeing enough of the ball, and by the time they see the ball, like the Swiss team's back in shape, it don't matter. Because when Switzerland get on that ball, they actually are purposeful with it. England seem like they have the ball for no reason.
Adam, quickly.
I think England go out very soon. Southgate ain't going to
learn
from the last
Switzerland,
game.
Switzerland.
They go out against Switzerland. Southgate ain't going to learn from that game. You know why?
Very soon, AKA Switzerland.
Let him land!
You know why though, yeah? Because Southgate ain't going to learn. He's going to see they've won and think, I've done the right thing here. I brought the players off the bench. That's why they're on the bench to change the game. And he's not going to think he's done anything wrong. Trust me.
Let me say something after. You know who's a bigger problem than Saka? Definitely.
Yeah.
Foden. 1,000,000%.
Definitely. Definitely.
No, that's the problem. So, for example, Saka is going to have a more effective game because he's a right-sided forward playing on as a right-sided forward. Foden's in a gap where there's almost no space anyway. He's got two players behind him who hold onto that ball a split second too long. So he can't even get it when he wants it. So I don't think, even with all these changes, like swap this guy for this guy, that guy, I don't think that matters. I think unless the shape changes, it's done.
I think the double pivot bad as well.
It's terrible. You even need to go single pivot, leave Rice at home.
Just leave, that's what I'm saying.
And go with 2-10s. Tell Kane to actually be a 9. Don't come and do the Havertz thing. Or just go 3-4-3.
Boys, the time for experimenting is over. Like, huh? I can't go into
it's not
the
an
time
experiment.
For experimenting is over.
The double pivot's an experiment.
You most definitely can keep experimenting until the final.
What?
You can.
You can do whatever you want.
One second. It's knockout phases, bros.
When England won the 1966 World Cup, they dropped their top goal scorer in the tournament and put in the guy that scored the hat trick, Jeff Hurst.
Whoa!
Because
it, he was suited better. How many games did he play before that?
Doesn't matter.
He was suited better to playing against the Germans.
So you have seen how organised Switzerland are, yeah? Obviously, they play a different formation as well. They play three at the back, so it's going to be a different look that you ain't seen before. You think now's the time, quarterfinals, knockout stages, to start experimenting and doing different things. You got to go with what you know and the players that you know you're going to get the performances out of.
What performances?
Bellingham needs to get on the ball deeper, yeah? Everything just needs to happen from deeper, about 5-10 yards back.
Even more.
Literally, there you go. It's just everything's trying to happen.
They was deep against, is it Slovenia? Slovakia? Slovakia.
No, it stretched. Nah. That game was stretched when they was looking shaky.
Trying to stretch but them, bro.
The way Rice and Maino was like basically on the centre-back's toes and that, they didn't need to be that deep to pick up the ball from them centre-backs. Them centre-backs could have went forward. John Stones is complaining to step into the midfield and that. They didn't need to do that. They was already way too deep.
Step into the midfield thing, allow all of that. Just be normal.
The midfielders,
bro,
was already way too deep. And the fact that the two at the base was so deep, that's what created such the big gaps to up the front. There's no connectivity there.
This is
there.
On Southgate again, though, because my man had the Nations League, all these things to experiment with his... Yeah. Like, the guy played Trent at the start of the tournament. When has he ever played Trent in midfield against Malta?
He don't rate Trent like that, so I don't even know why he done that.
Jurgen Klopp said he's not a midfielder. Jurgen Klopp's a better manager than you, bro.
He's not a midfielder.
Why didn't he experiment in all that Nations League and that when he was getting relegated?
He's an idiot.
What's interesting is the lack of experiment England are doing, because I was speaking to Margs about this, about who is the next top nation? And I kind of went into this competition, taking a look at England's young players, thinking it must be England. But then I take a look at the performances and I go, maybe it's Spain. Are they about to come back? So out of the nations that you've seen, who do you reckon is the next top nation?
That is a good question. That is definitely a dumb question. Because obviously Spain's done it. Germany's done it. I'm not even going to lie, yeah? I thought England was doing it.
I think Saudi Arabia.
Who would it be? Any options?
It's Spain, man.
It might be Spain.
I don't think it's Spain.
What makes you say Spain? Just the young wingers, though. Because Spain still got Morata up front.
Do you know why? Because they're bringing black cutes now. It could be dark.
We got to take a serious look at Georgia.
Also, Holland have got a very good team, you know.
I don't know.
Maybe their attacking line isn't great, but you look at their defenders and midfielders.
When Van Dijk
stacked.
Goes, what's happening?
They got their lit in that.
The lit's not what it used to be, man.
The thing about Holland is Holland have been probably the most disappointing team for the last 20, 30 years.
They're with England. Between them and England.
Yeah. Between them and England. It's the same team.
England are Holland. Holland are England.
We got to a final and a semi in the last two.
And done what?
Bro, do you know who their top scorer is, bro?
Gakpo.
No, it's Memphis Depay, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how mad that is?
Yeah. Have you seen him in the headband as well?
Memphis is Alan Iverson, isn't
it? The headband stinks.
Your record top scorer's got
that poet.
Got a tune. Bear tunes.
Yeah, bear tunes.
When have you seen me have a headband? When have you seen me with a headband?
I poet. Have you not got... you should get a headband.
Yeah, you should get a headband.
Nah, I'm not even a
poet.
Don't.
Poet? I think you need to try the headband.
Yeah, man.
You need to try the headband.
I'm telling you, brother.
The same maximum.
And you know what one? The one that's got your man. You know the one that looks like Ralph Lauren? But it's not Ralph Lauren. It's you.
On a bike.
That look like a cry for help, bro.
I think it's going to be a nation that we don't expect.
Georgia.
It could be. Well, I said that a few minutes ago. No one cared.
Bruv, please, let me just land this one thing, right? You see the Georgian guy, the ones you look love?
Kvaratskhelia, at number 77?
Yes. He is...
Not for sale.
Quality.
The first player in a long, 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 long time that I can actually say is a maverick. He reminds me of how...
What do you mean, Bruno? You act like Bruno?
Nope, nah.
Nah, he's not a maverick.
Nah, man.
Like Jack Grealish at Villa was a maverick.
Yes.
Bruno's a maverick.
Diego Payet at West Ham was a maverick.
Diego Payet, yeah?
Dimitri.
What's
his name?
Diego Payet.
Diego Payet's
ghost.
The Colombian.
His son.
He said his son. My cousin.
He's talking about the under 12.
Hey. But anyway, since then, man, there.
Diego Payet. That's hard, man.
Hey, lips.
That's a good one, though.
They're few and far between at the moment.
So if not here, so that we still not get into the nation that we want to know is going to be the biggest that we're talking about.
Switzerland.
We said Germany, Spain.
Spain, man.
Switzerland are the next dominant
nation.
Look
at Pedri, Lamine Yamal, all these guys.
I went to Switzerland, yeah? And I bought a chocolate. Do you know how much that chocolate was?
£7.
8 nugs.
£12.
What?
And from then, this was only last November or something like that, yeah?
That's good chocolate.
And I thought to myself, they're winning something.
Can we get serious? The reason
we're saying Spain then.
The reason that chocolate bar costs so much because that chocolate bar wasn't made from conflict. Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I need a toilet break.
Oh my god.
Man's got them conflict chocolates, you know.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'll be honest. This is conflict.
That's Kit Kat. Apparently, that is the conflict.
This is conflict.
Chocolate.
Nestle.
That's what the case for.
But anyway, so that's why it costs so much. It's nothing to do with Switzerland.
You know what, Steve? I've played a Kamju today, yeah? And every time you talk, it's like there's gaps.
Bro, you may not see. Do you remember on the old filthy, yeah? The two on two. He spoke dinosaur language, bro.
Oh yeah, he did.
Spoke in dinosaur language. Bo, spoke to a pterodactyl.
What's your English like now?
What? Huh? Hey, Marksy, come on, man. Hey, what do you mean? Well, as I put it together.
How'd you put it together? What's your flow like?
Ah, man, I can go. When I'm in the right space with the right people, I go, man. Yeah, I can put some words together, mate. You know? Woo! Got a bit of cadence about me, you know?
Wordsmith, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Come on, England.
Due diligence, you know, if you do.
Come on, England.
What's the due diligence got to do with that, bro?
You're saying words now.
Due diligence and cadence.
Just say a word.
You just said any words.
Even cadence. I've got a bit of cadence about me.
All right, since you boys mentioned Spain, I want thoughts on Yamal. 16 years old.
Hey, but what's going on with, why is everyone young nowadays? I've got a problem with this.
No one's been that, I don't think no one's been that
we're
young.
We're old now, we're old now.
Bro, no, but I'm saying, when we were young, like when Gascoigne pulled that thing out of the sky and did the mad, he weren't 19, 20. All these kids now are 20 something, like 19, 23. Because you see the coaching at academy level now, it's basically the same as first team level. They're ready for it straight away.
One second, boys. Because look, we've seen young players before and stuff like that, yeah? The kid's 16, he's got 11 caps for Spain. Have we seen this before?
Yeah.
With who? Because I said
talk
I don't
to
think
me.
We've seen.
I saw Lionel Messi at 17.
That's so we haven't seen.
What?
Wayne
America?
Rooney at 16. Fabregas at 17. Listen to what I'm saying. Fabregas at 17.
Rooney weren't playing in the Euros at 16.
Neither was Fabregas. So we haven't seen this.
60, I think we're not comprehending how young 16. Like the difference. Think about yourself at 16.
My man can't
then
drive,
18.
Drink.
He can't even watch Scream 5 if it comes out in cinema.
Listen, you know if I'm at, they can't show matches past a certain
11 time o'clock.
If you tackle him a certain way, you're nicked.
Yeah, they're breaking employment.
No,
laws, isn't it? Yeah.
If you treat him away.
Yeah, they can't show him past 9 o'clock because of Germany laws.
Bro, he's not even on FIFA.
He's not on FIFA, he's too young.
Wait, let me tell you something. Listen, boys, please. Get back in the room, get realistic.
We have
yeah?
seen.
Yeah? Get back in the room, get realistic.
What is happening?
This 16-year-old has got into a team and got into systems, remember? Yeah, because there were 16-year-olds in our day, back in our day, that could do it.
Wayne Rooney was batting up big man.
But you had to be,
well,
like, remember, them days there, it was different. Go on, lad, go out there and show me what you got. Now you're getting, if you've been coached, which these guys have been coached the same way, the whole Spanish way, since he was 11 years old.
So where's his equivalent? Don't try and
no,
play
no, no,
down
I'm
what
saying,
he's doing.
Bro, he's coming to a dead team. He's coming to a dead
where's,
team.
Where's his equivalent, bro? Don't just try and play down what he's doing.
No, but what we're doing is he's just benefiting from the time that he's 16 at, innit? We still saw Wayne Rooney scoring against Arsenal.
Nah, not like this.
Playing against Sol Campbell.
This is another level.
No, he's not another level.
It is another level.
No, he's not.
No, do you know
he's
going to have
to challenge
no,
him.
No, let me land.
No, he's not. He's nowhere near another level to Rooney.
No,
nowhere
me,
near.
Can I land, bro? The difference in the level.
Some things he just can't.
Can I just finish, bro?
Yeah. I don't know.
All I'm just saying, that's
go on.
Like you said, bro, it's the coaching now. They're coached like
yes,
big man now.
I said it.
They're like, yeah. No, because no, one, no, but. No, but Steve, one thing you said, yeah. One thing you said, that's true. Before, they'll just dash you out there and say, be the best you can be. Just run around. This youth's been given instructions. He's executing them perfectly. Big man can't deal with him, bro. And it's, don't get it twisted. I'm not saying he's a better player than Rooney, but I'm just saying.
One of the most impressive things
plan,
is the pressure he's been.
Yeah, bro. It's the plan they got for this youth and the way that he's executing it. It's mad, bro.
There was no one more electrifying. There was no one better than Wayne Rooney when he first touched the scene.
Nah. Before Michael Owen got injured, Ballon d'Or winner, by the way.
They're talking about him potentially moving to PSG.
250.
So I'm thinking about transfers now, and I've been looking at a lot of the transfers. What do we think about a 16, 17-year-old moving to PSG that early?
Good city.
Is that a good move for him?
Like Paris said, is a good city.
He will be cooked. He will be cooked very quick.
All right, cool. So
staying on transfers. Anybody you've not seen in the tournament you'd like to see in the Prems, maybe for your teams?
Nico Williams.
Yeah, Nico Williams.
I don't trust these European tournaments, like these international tournaments. Because 75%, 8% of the teams are championship level.
This is what the Prem does, obviously, as the like the economic powerhouse of football, yeah? You have a look at who's got potential and you go and buy it. But then you realise very quickly that actually that you can't do that in the Prem. It just don't work the same. Oh, Mudrick.
Has anybody stored Calafiori?
I think people got a little bit too excited about my.
Nah, he could drive the ball, man.
Yeah, but I just think that's what people
defender,
are.
Defender,
let's go back to the Prem though. Let's stick with wingers and let's take a look at the player that Miles was talking about quite consistently. Apparently linked with Crystal Palace, Mr. Smith Rowe, and then a player that Lippy always spoke about, Rashford. He's linked with Arsenal, Northwestern.
Wait, who's Smith Rowe linked with?
Crystal Palace and Fulham.
That makes sense. That makes sense for him.
I think Smith Rowe to Palace makes sense. I don't know. Obviously, Odegaard's come through and a couple of men have come through and they've just like put him away, put him on bench.
100%.
But he's a good player. I remember when Miles was...
Miles was right, though.
Miles was saying Smith Rowe. He weren't right. He was not right.
I'm not going to lie.
He wasn't right.
I think he could be cooked outside of Arsenal, you know.
Once he leaves Arsenal, he will never get back to that level again.
What level was it? Like, it weren't really like...
Are you like, yo, he's Jamaican, stop it.
Brother, yeah, like, I want a my bad.
Yeah.
He was never a number 10.
From Miles.
Listen, at a point, it was him, Saka, Martinelli. It was like, who's...
Really?
You lot, man, you lot are deluded.
You Arsenal deluded. Before you land, sorry, Lips. I know he gets upset when I don't let him land. Listen, right? But what I'm saying is, let's be real, yeah? Mm-hmm. Stop doing that sound.
I'm just letting man talk.
Look, let's be real.
Mm-hmm. It's man marking, it's cool.
When I was saying, or when a couple of us were saying, and we were disagreeing with my man, you wasn't really shouting that for him, so I'm more against him, yeah? When we were saying it, you lot were saying, don't worry, he was injured, or he's going to come back. When he's played, he's scored, he's done this. It's now been, I don't know, another two seasons now. Like, come on.
But he did overgas him. He did overly gas him.
He didn't overgas
no,
him.
No, Miles kind of did.
Yes, he did.
I said that and I stand on it. And I also said at the time, he's a good player. He's a good talent. Obviously, the injury didn't help. When he got injured, it was bad for him. He came out of the team for a few months. Like Adam said, the team's outgrown him now at this current moment of time. I still think he could do a job. But where we're going now, we're trying to go for the league.
You can't do that. Everybody's got a great vision with hindsight. With hindsight,
but at the
you've seen
moment,
that what you were saying.
Was I wrong at the present moment?
You was wrong at the present moment, and you was wrong now.
He's not wrong.
That 10 league goal season that he had, yeah, it kind of set the bar too high for him. He had to do something again the next season, and he didn't.
I wasn't wrong about Smith Rowe.
Oh, yeah, one second. You were so wrong. No, you were so wrong.
I wasn't wrong about Smith Rowe.
Yeah, before the end of the Smith Rowe.
He's not a bad player. Arteta doesn't seem in his plans anymore.
You was wrong.
Gotten better.
You was wrong.
I wasn't
wrong.
The original argument is, by the way, I don't think he's... And I think that a Palace is a good move for him.
Okay. Mm. Palace is his level.
Yeah.
Cool. He's better than that. What do you want to say about Rashford?
I think Rashford's incredible and I can't wait for him to move to Arsenal. How does everyone else feel?
He's breaking Rooney's record at United.
Bro, let's...
Arsenal fans are annoying because...
Why are you not biting into this?
You know what, for real, let me not
bite. I
was
the only one rating him. When everyone was saying he's dead, including United fans on here.
Firstly, there's no links between Rashford and Arsenal, yeah? Only Lippy.
Do you know who I am?
He said, do you know who I am?
He's the Black David Ornstein, fam. Are you mad?
I almost got Mudrick. Almost.
Lippy's got 100,000 followers on Twitter, and this is his narrative.
Yes.
He's been pushing. Nobody else's.
Boys, what did you think of Marks today?
Marks.
Done all right.
Mate, done well.
We done all right.
Tough episode. Yeah. Tough episode.
It's tough.
I mean, everyone was talking over each other, but he did well.
Crowd.
Stop that.
Thank you for being here. Let us know what you think about England's performance. Let us know what you think about the next European powerhouse. Let us know what players you want to see in the Prem. Make sure you like, make sure you subscribe, turn on the bell,
comment,
do all that good stuff.
Spotify, listeners.
Spotify. Happy birthday to Paul.
Happy birthday to Paul.
Don't abuse him in the comments, please, because I know what you like.
Man. Poet needs, like, wear the headband. Wear the headband.
I'm just saying, it's his birthday. Let's show love.
Oh, there is someone you can abuse. So, God bless.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.